All right, so we're here at the Flying Saucer talking with Bueller for NashvilleRock.net. Tell us about Bueller.
Well, we're a 80s cover band. We do only 80s music, and we kind of tribute to the 80s, and we find that there's a lot of people that are just really into that style of music and that decade of music, and so that's what we do.
Right on. So you guys came together how?
Actually, our original guitar player and myself, that's how I entered the band, was we were working with a local country act here in town, and that's how I met our original guitar player, who actually was roommates with Dave, and they had this band going, and that's how I got into the group.
And in the rhythm section, Mike and I met while playing in a Steely Dan tribute band.
What was that called?
It was called Deacon Blues. So we convinced Mike to join an 80s band. It's kind of a little different than Steely Dan, but he agreed, so.
Copping on Steve Gadd parts.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right on. Now, are they still together?
No, it's hard to keep a nine-piece together in Nashville with horns when you're playing, you know, Nashville venues, so you understand.
When did you realize that there was a marketplace to do 80s music?
Well, soon after we put the band together, we had rehearsed and gotten everything together. Dave was pretty instrumental in getting us bookings, and he just went around some of the clubs and brought some promo material over, and we had a pretty real good response with that. We actually, the first gig we played, they offered us a house gig, and that's of course here at the Flying Saucer. We play here every Thursday night now. And then a couple other clubs, every time we went in there, we usually did real well. They always asked us back.
So, Dave, you took in some promo material. So you guys have a hard press kit, then?
Mm-hmm.
You don't just use the MySpace.
Correct. We have a DVD, we have a CD, we have a picture, we have bio.
Website.
Yeah, website.
Okay, right on. Now, Dave, you're from Missouri by way of California.
And Texas, you got it.
And, from what I understand, there's not much of a cover band scene in California like there is here in the Southeast.
No, L.A.'s a strange beast because L.A., there's a lot of people wanting to be famous. I mean, that's the nature of the town. Not that Nashville's not like that, but I think Nashville's a little bit more grounded. People want to know that they have to make a living. And so they play the cover thing, like you were saying, during the weekends and do their original stuff during the week. But it's a really strange scene in L.A. I would say there's more talent per square mile in Nashville than there is in Los Angeles. But just in L.A., there's a lot of, in my mind, a lot of bad original bands. That's what I encountered when I was there. So I don't know what the mindset, I don't know what creates that, if it's the pay-to-play, if it's the... if it's the lack of rehearsal space, but it just seems like there's more talent in Nashville as far as cover musicians.
The smog.
Yeah, exactly.
tell us about your set list.
Jack, you want to say something?
What's the question?
Set list.
About our set list. Our set list does not exist because it's essentially what can you play in less than a month? These guys probably got over 100 songs between them, but with me, maybe 40 to 50 that I'm coming on board. But it's not like snobbish eclectic, where like they play a bunch of B-sides. It's like the cool stuff that, that may remind you what was cool about the 80s, if you are from the 80s, These guys will do, something from Toto 1 minute and then do Beastie Boys the next minute. There's no ego at all. That's what we do.
Well, it's funny when you mention 80s because some people will automatically think hair metal, mm-hmm. and other people will automatically think synth pop.
Mm-hmm. I think the good thing about our band is we each kind of have our own little niche. That's the way I see it. I see, Jack doing the Steve Perry kind of really rocker stuff, hair metal included, but also just the higher stuff like Sting. John covers a lot of the roots rock, like Mellencamp and Georgia Satellites and stuff like that. And I try to do like the more English kind of stuff, like you're saying, synth pop. So we each have our own little niche, and that's the
Mike
good thing.
Is
we
all together.
Yeah, Mike's
like
Mike's
thing.
The
blend,
style blender that blends it all together. So
you guys actually like the songs you play?
Yes.
80% of them, 90%?
It's really dynamic. I mean, you go from, into the end, it's not into the end, it's what it's what we did.
Boys of Summer.
Boys of Summer, Don Henley to 1984 Van Halen, and that's quite a dynamic range, and kind of keeps things in.
ever veto songs just because you don't like them?
Amen.
I think it's a group effort. We bring stuff to the table and we just see how it works as a group. And yeah, I mean, we're pretty democratic.
Yeah, there have been a few songs that we put together that just really didn't like where they were going. And a lot of times there's certain songs that maybe we don't care for. We get a lot of requests for them, so we'll bring those.
It's crowd response. I mean, I'm a believer that we're here to please the crowd, you know? We were just talking about that the other day. If they want to hear Georgia Satellites two times a night, we'll play Georgia Satellites two times a night. You know, I mean, if the crowd wants it.
Sometimes people even sit in with you.
Yeah.
We had Jerry Navarro doing Rosanna the last time I was here. Anyone else that I might have missed?
Oh, the guy from the Dixie Rex sat in with us on Friday. What's his name? I'm blanking out. Hopefully he didn't read this.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Jason.
Jason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then we've had J.D. Donald from Christie's X, which is a Billy Joel tribute band. He sat in with us a few times.
Done him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And even an arbitrary drunk guy comes over sitting with you guys.
It's dangerous. So you guys don't have originals as a band, but a couple of you guys write and are creative outside of the band. Dave, tell us about what you got going on.
Oh man, that's a tough one. Well, I got a couple CDs out as an artist, but it's more like producer albums. I don't class myself as just an artist. I like to write, and I feel like because I like to write, the only person that's going to do my songs justice is me singing them, even though I'm not a great singer, you know? But so that's why I end up singing on my own album. So it's more of a producer album. I think both of my discs are more of a producer album, just to get my ideas down on tape and that kind of thing. But it's a good... I guess it's another side to the commercial thing, because I do my artist thing just because I like the kind of music that I do, and then the commercial thing, I just do it for commercial reasons.
Right on. Now, now you spend the majority of your summers developing skeletons for songs that will become the next year's co-writes.
Right.
Just tunes you may just end up polishing off yourself or whatever. How do you determine what's going to be a song to pitch for your publishing company or a song that's going to be an original song?
The way I do it, and I've just been doing this every summer just because I've been teaching, is I'll go down and I'll lay down about 50 verses and choruses, maybe a bridge. And so that way when I have co-writers come over, I'll just play a lot of verse choruses. And whatever strikes them, no matter what style, because I try to vary the styles, you know, country, rock, whatever. Ballad, fast, whatever strikes them, then we can write that song. That's why I like to have all that catalog kind of, I call them my thumbnails, you know? It's kind of a bunch of ideas that are just sketches. And if you have that in Nashville, I found that it's a lot easier to have that, even though I've only been here 2 years in Nashville, where you have some kind of idea, and then people come in rather than just sitting together going, what are we going to write about? You know? Because you get a lot more done. People can run with it.
Jack, what's your writing process like? You do it on a daily basis, or tell us about your originals.
It's like intermittent. It'll come in like a big gush and then go away for like a year or two.
Phases.
Yeah. But the cool thing about it, especially like, you know, I always try to stay busy because I just cannot stop playing. So I'm always looking for the next thing here and there. And not say I'm being shiftless, but just it's. I think as a guitar player, or just as a musician in general, you just want to find different people to play with, you know, to just rekindle that spark that made you want to pick up that instrument in the first place. And I think everybody who calls himself a musician should really focus on that and remember that that's the whole point of life.
Yeah, that's what Trey Anastasia and Warren Haynes have to say.
Sweet.
This month's Guitar One magazine, their features on jam bands, and apparently those two jam a lot together, and that's the main thing that Trey says, is he just likes to play with different people, keep himself out of ruts instead of staying in the same family. And imagine being Eddie and Alex, and you know, for 30 years you're locked into the same...
Or the other half.
Or the other half.
Or the other half.
Any favorite local bands you guys want to plug?
We actually have a special member of our group.
Fifth member?
Amy Walsh. So she, when we do the larger gig, she comes in and joins us to add the female presence. So we're actually doing a gig in Louisville next week with her. So Also, I wanted to mention, I talk about John, not that he doesn't want to talk about himself, but he's an engineer in town, and he's done a lot of, he's worked with Michael McDonald, Little Big Town.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's a good part of a band, too, to have somebody technical like that. So.
Right on.
All you guys are like wicked smart. I should say that. No, seriously.
Yeah. He's working on his grad degree. I'm working on my grad
more
degree.
More credentials, more than
we're trying to get these guys.
Graduate from high school.
The three of us are music teachers. Mike's a music teacher. John, myself.
So. Oh, right on. It's kind of so pretty interesting day jobs, man.
Jack makes the real money.
I see the real money.
Down at the lemon peel. John, you got anything that you're working on you want to plug?
Just doing, like Dave said, I do a lot of independent engineering and production. Try to kind of focus on album projects, but do the demos, do the jingles and things like that.
Do you outsource the studios? Or?
Sometimes. There's a couple schools here in town that I give recording lectures at, and so one of the perks is I get to use the rooms there. So a lot of times I'll do them at these recording schools, and so that keeps the cost pretty effective or efficient anyway.
Cool. Right on. The set list has changed a little bit, and we went from a core member leaving the band to having to replace him. So tell us about that. How did that work? How did that go?
Well, I mean, it could have been total chaos. I mean, it was kind of chaos for me just because, you know, I've heard these songs a million times, but I've never actually sat down and played them. So it's like two different things. But, I mean, these guys made it so easy for me. They made it real easy for me. You get that? Totally just laid back, no egos, no demanding that, you know, you better hit this note or play this song, like I said, you know, and you know, would give suggestions when needed, because, you know, I'm coming in like the new guy, and you can't, you know, be the new guy who tells people what to do. You got to kind of like shift in and see what they've been doing, which rocks, by the way, and just get on board and do the best you can. You
know? Yeah, man.
As a working band, I mean, you've all got to gel, otherwise, you know, what's the point of working?
Are there some different songs that you're doing now? Or that...
That's in the works, but I don't know. It's like, we'll throw something out there. It's like, it's just weird. It's like, never thought of doing.
We do a lot of stuff on the fly. We really do.
Really?
Jack's really talented that way, too. He'll just pick it out, and we'll just follow him. So.
Different show every night.
Yep.
Right on. We do that occasionally. We do that when we're not really feeling it. Might as well have fun.
Yeah.
So. All right, well... Appreciate you guys taking time to talk to us. Thanks. Jay Paul with Bueller for NashvilleRock.net.